Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Evening, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Thursday. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump in and find out what the three important things are this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting the predicted path of Tropical Storm Erin has made a shift, increasing the chances of a U.S. Landfall. The NHC models showing southward trend in the Atlantic today. The official intensity forecast continues to call for Erin to become a major Cat 3 hurricane this weekend, with winds ranging from 111 to 129 miles per hour. Forecasters confirm a potential landfall from North Carolina to New England is now possible. There is no tropical threat to Florida.
Number two.
And as an inland port on the way for the Port of Pensacola, Mayor D.C. Reeves now working on a grant proposal for Triumph Gulf Coast to buy land and develop the project north of downtown. Reeves says the inland port will create jobs, and the Haas Center estimated an inland port would have an economic impact on the local economy of $37.9 million for construction impact and $35.9 million for operating impact.
Number three.
Well, John Shell's Upward Intuition's proposal to build their first safe spot skate spot at Cordova Square in East Hill, getting negative feedback from some neighbors saying the area is just not right for a skate park. Upward Intuition is a non-for-profit organization that launched the successful Blake Dole Skate Park near downtown. The goal is to build much smaller skate parks in city neighborhoods where kids can access them more easily. Upward Intuition will present the proposal to Pensacola's Park and Rec Board on Tuesday.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We still have a very little bit of congestion on Highway 90. If you are traveling westbound, or rather eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, heading towards downtown Milton, there was an accident there earlier, but as I said, slowly but surely breaking up. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees. Woo! Temperature slowly but surely coming down for this evening. Tonight's low is officially 78. The high for the next few days is going to be sitting similar to what it was today, highs of around 92 and 93, but rainfall chances will linger. Luckily, they shouldn't exceed 40%.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Mayor Reeves says the city has finally signed a grant agreement with Conservation Florida. This is to move the Bay Bluffs Park project forward. He says to look for city approval should happen sometime around September 11th. Mayor Reeves.
So that will be our first and major tangible step followed by that community outreach and feedback about what we want to see long-term for that $2.2 million at Bay Bluffs Park. So,
okay, Arif says once the council signs off on those items, they can begin gathering community input on the project.
All righty, and a Pensacola insurance agent pleading not guilty to multiple white-collar crimes. Daniel Rainey entered his pleas in a court on a Tuesday. He's accused of using his company, Rainey Ventures LLC, to obtain financing for insurance policies without actually purchasing them, among other things. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for August 29th.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a crane has collapsed onto a Florida home while installing a telephone pole. This happened down at Merritt Island between Orlando and the east coast of Florida. Matt Teresa is in Merritt Island with the story this afternoon.
The homeowner is in a sad irony in this case. Their names are Jim and Amanda Crane. The whole thing tipped over on its side, just lying flat across the top of the home. Now, the Crane family says they've lived here for 40 years. They say they've remodeled the house several times, but they joked that they said they weren't planning on installing a skylight. Well, thank goodness they say no one was injured in all this. Jim says he thinks the crane crushed a water main, and he saw water and sand gushing out of the street before the crane tipped over. He says he ran inside the house to get his two dogs right after it happened. His wife was out at the vet with their third dog.
And Ashley Moody urging passage of a bill meant to protect those who protect us. Senator Moody was in Orlando yesterday to meet first responders. She's calling for federal lawmakers to pass the Graham-Hoffman Act. She says it'll federally criminalize certain attacks on first responders, and Moody adds it'll hold criminals who assault them accountable.
Well, a Florida woman has taken her top prize in the 2025 Python Challenge. Let's get that story from Fox's Jill Nadeau.
Taylor Stanberry stands just 4 feet 11 inches tall, but she towered over Florida's Python Challenge, bagging 60 Burmese pythons in the Everglades over 10 days. Some of those snakes were three times her height. For her trouble, Stanberry took home the $10,000 top prize. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says the hunters in the competition removed a record 294 pythons in all. That's just a drop in the snake-filled bucket, though. They estimate there are between 100,000 to 300,000 in the Everglades, and the invasive species is known to kill off native wildlife. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And at least seven officers with the Department of Corrections are under arrest, accused of brutally beating an inmate in South Florida. They include several sergeants, an officer, lieutenant, captain. The group is accused of attacking an inmate after he resisted their orders back on April 6th.
Governor DeSantis preparing to open another immigrant detainment facility, this time a little bit closer to Pensacola. Karen Curtis has more on the trending story.
Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the $6 million build-out of the deportation depot at the Baker Correctional Facility in North Florida.
It'll be able to hold more than 1,300 illegal alien detainees. You will have the same services that you have at Alligator Alcatraz. Costs will be reimbursed by our federal partners. And as I mentioned, Lake City Airport just right down the road.
He says Alligator Alcatraz was more expensive and holds up to 5,000 detainees. But he says since it opened, more migrants are opting for voluntary departure, which means a free plane ticket home. I'm Karen Curtis.
All righty, 620 on the nose here. We will take our first quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you on this Thursday evening edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Right now.
You know you do. Uh-huh. You drive the wire. Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Some encouraging news where jobs are concerned. Daria Albinger has more on the story.
Once again, the job sector is a bright or at least brighter spot in the economy. The Labor Department says 224,000 people filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's down from the 227,000 the week before. Many of the filings were by seasonal workers whose summer jobs are ending, like lifeguards. The question for many analysts now, is this a trend or is it a one-off? Economists consider the weekly numbers a proxy for layoffs, and they show, for the time being at least, that while hiring may be slowing a bit, employers are still trying to hold on to as many workers as they can. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Okay, it is 6:24, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the markets and the money today. Yeah, kind of a mixed market. Here's your numbers today from Hillary Barsky.
Stocks pairing from bigger losses and ending mixed, with the S&P 500 eking out a small gain to notch a record close. This afternoon, data showed that prices at the wholesale level picked up in July, with investors now less confident that the Fed will be cutting interest rates next month. Healthcare and financials gained while industrials lagged and shares of Deere fell over 6%. The Dow winners, Amazon, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 11 points, the Nasdaq lower by 2. S&P 500 up to Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Let's see what we got here. As of last report, we had our biggest problem being on Highway 90 near Avalon Boulevard because of an accident report that had some congestion lessening. It looks like it's just about cleared out, so hopefully there's not much holding you up on the road at this time. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 78 this evening. Over the course of the next few days, rainfall chances shouldn't exceed 40%, and the highs are going to sit at around what they were today, around 92, 93.
6:26, News Radio 92.3. There is a low pressure disturbance off the east coast of Mexico, down in the southern part, just coming off the Bay of Campeche, down in the south down there. Alan Strom has now filed an update for this tropical storm.
An area of low pressure that's going to be moving over the southern Gulf of Mexico may further develop. It's going to be shifting toward Mexico, and the formation chance is around 40%. That's considered medium. Also in the tropical Atlantic Basin, there is Tropical Storm Erin, which is forecast to become a major hurricane, being Category 3 or higher, but it's forecast to stay over the open waters of the Atlantic for at least the next 5 days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR special tropical weather update.
All righty. California Governor Gavin Newsom says they must fight fire with fire. Newsom spoke in L.A. today to talk about a plan to redraw their state's congressional maps and create more Democratic seats. Newsom says the effort will counter the Republican redistricting being planned in Texas, which is moving to redraw its congressional districts at President Trump's request so the GOP can maintain control after the 2026 elections.
News Radio 92.3, we need your input on our news and programming platforms. Just go to newsradio923.com, access the Listener Advisory Board. It's just that easy. Your input will be helping to shape the future of local news and programming.
You know what? Why not just double down on the whole California theme? Border Patrol agents have arrived at the building where Governor Gavin Newsom was announcing the plan to redraw the congressional maps. The video shows the agents outside of the building where Newsom was speaking. His official press office account on X claimed the agents were illegally on private property. Newsom says the effort will, of course, counter the Republican plans in Texas. We already knew about that. The California legislature will convene Monday to consider its redistricting plan, which must pass with a 2/3 vote to be on the November ballot.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on today. This is News Radio 92.3. President Trump promising to save Social Security on the 90th anniversary of the program. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
90 years after President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act, President Trump says the program is going to be around for a long time.
And under this
administration, we're keeping that promise and strengthening Social Security for generations to come.
The president points to provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill that make technology improvements to the Social Security Administration and roots out suspected fraud from immigrants in the country illegally claiming benefits. Democrats say the bill's tax cuts threaten the Social Security Trust Fund, and personnel cuts at the Social Security Administration are slowing down customer service. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the death toll has climbed to 4 for people dead as a result of severe flooding in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That number from earlier this afternoon. 6 inches of rain fell in the area overnight Tuesday and into yesterday. 2 adults and a child were killed, of course. We told you about this one. A tree was uprooted and fell on their SUV, but officials said they found the body of a missing man who was swept away by the floodwaters on Tuesday night.
Well, the police chief of Washington, D.C. has ordered an increase in cooperation between local officers and federal immigration agencies today as the takeover of the D.C. police continues. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is on News Radio 92.3.
That's a game changer. That means that as soon as they encounter somebody who's committing a crime, they will share that with ICE and we'll be able to get those illegal criminals out of this country and we'll make America safer. So that's what we need New York City to do. We need L.A. to do that. We need Chicago to do that. We need all these other leaders to grow up.
And the Education Department investigating 4 Kansas public school districts over alleged federal discrimination and privacy law violations. The Education Department's investigations are directed at district policies involving the disclosure of transgender students' pronoun preferences. Education Secretary Linda McMahon said that her offices will vigorously investigate these matters to ensure these practices come to an end.
Record number of elected officials eyeing the exits with just under 15 months to go in the 2026 midterms. 9 senators and 21 House members have announced they don't plan to run for re-election.
Wow, really?
Okay, thinking about buying or selling a home, here's your numbers. 30-year fixed mortgage rate at 6.53%. The 15-year is at 5.90%. Austin and I will take a look at sports coming up in less than 5 on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is already talking about a second summit after tomorrow's Alaska meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Fox's Jackie Heinrich is in Anchorage.
President Trump says he has 3 locations in mind for a possible second summit, which would include Ukrainian President Zelensky if things go well. President Trump reportedly told Zelensky and European leaders he would not discuss territorial divisions in his one-on-one with Putin.
Many of the protesters flooding the streets of Washington, D.C. over the federal takeover of the Metro PD could be paid. Fox's Alexandria Hoff explains.
Fox News has learned that paid protester requests have increased 400% since President Trump announced the federal takeover of D.C.'s police department. The New York Post reports that high-dollar donors have pumped more than $20 million into protest groups currently organizing demonstrations in the district.
Opponents say crime is down in D.C. over the past 2 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters report the predicted path of Tropical Storm Aaron has made a shift, increasing the chances of a U.S. landfall. The NHC models show a southward trend in the Atlantic today. The official intensity forecast continues to call for Aaron to become a major Cat 3 hurricane this weekend, with winds ranging from 111 to 129 miles per hour. Forecasters confirm a potential landfall from North Carolina to New England is now possible, but there is no tropical threat for Florida.
Number two.
Is an inland port on the way for the Port of Pensacola? Mayor Reeves now working on a grant proposal for Triumph Gulf Coast to buy land and develop the project north of the downtown area. Reeves says the inland port will create jobs. The Haas Center estimated an inland port would have an economic impact on the local economy, $37.9 million for construction impact, $35.9 million for operating impact.
Number three.
Well, Upward Intuition's proposal to build their first safe spot skate spot at Cordova Square in East Hill is getting negative feedback from some neighbors saying that the area is not right for a skate park. Upward Intuition is the nonprofit organization that launched the successful Blake Doyle Skate Park near downtown Pensacola. The goal is to build much smaller skate parks in city neighborhoods where kids can access them more easily. Upward Intuition will present the proposal to Pensacola's Parks and Recreation Board on this upcoming Tuesday, August 19th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I just wanted to give you an update on the two unidentified Navy aviators who were hurt back in June when their training Wing 5 helicopter experienced a hard landing over at Outlying Field, Santa Rosa, and East Milton. They, good news to report here, they have returned to work. Initial reports indicate the aircraft experienced a mishap while attempting to land on one of the field's helicopter pads.
My goodness, alrighty. And it looks like the traditional fireworks at Pace High School games will continue. Tis the season for some high school football, after all. The Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners approved a land use request by cutting board owner Steve Gregory to use county-owned property near the football field as a launch site. The item was added into their consent agenda on Monday and formally approved this morning. The move comes after the school board decided not to allow the fireworks on school property due to insurance liability risks.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
He lines one left center, a base hit. Ward scores. Moore's on his way home. The big hit from Ohapi gives the Angels the lead. It's 6-5.
On FanDuel Sports Network West, Logan Ohapi singled home a tie-breaking run for the Angels in the bottom of the eighth inning against the Dodgers, who were trying to maintain a hold on first place in the National League West.
Fly ball left center. Teodosio is closing. He's there. He's got it. Say goodnight to the Dodgers. This is heaven for the Angels. They have swept the Dodgers all year long. Six in a row and a three-way series sweep again here at the Big A.
The improbable when you think about Shohei Ohtani on the bump.
On FanDuel Sports Network West, Shohei Ohtani was on the bump, the pitching mound for the Dodgers last night. Gave up four runs on five hits and four and a third innings. Combined with the Padres' 11-1 win over the Giants, San Diego overtook first place in the NL West by one game over the Dodgers. The Padres have won five in a row. The Houston Astros retook sole possession of first place in the American League West. Houston beat the Red Sox 4-1 to take a one-game lead over the Mariners, whose win streak was snapped at eight games by the Orioles 4-3. The Milwaukee Brewers extended their win streak to 12 games, one shy of tying the franchise record. The Brewers pounded the Pirates 12-5. Milwaukee's record is now 76-44, best in baseball by 6.5 games over the Blue Jays, who lost Wednesday at home to the Cubs 4-1. Golf. The second of three FedEx Cup playoff tournaments, the BMW Championship gets underway this morning just after 9 a.m. Eastern Time at Caves Valley Golf Club outside of Baltimore. The 18-time NBA champion Boston Celtics are changing hands. NBA Board of Governors unanimously approved sale of the Celtics for an American pro sports record $6.1 billion to an ownership group led by Bill Chisholm. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the University of Michigan is expected to receive the NCAA findings and penalties tomorrow morning in its sign-stealing case. Multiple sources say the report will be released publicly around lunchtime. The case centers on former staffer Connor Stallions, who allegedly ran a widespread sign-stealing scheme. He is said to have attended nearly 60 games across 17 stadiums nationwide. He resigned in November of 2023 amid the investigation, but other coaches, including current head coach Sharon Moore, face possible suspensions.
Okay, Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores picking up a big win in court in his lawsuit against the NFL. Jared Max has the story.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will not get to serve as arbitrator in a case brought against the NFL and three of its teams by Brian Flores, former Miami Dolphins head coach, who filed suit in February of 2022 claiming the league is rife with racism when hiring and promoting black coaches. Flores, now defensive coordinator for the Vikings, will not have his claims forced into an arbitration hearing, as determined Thursday by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan. Attorneys for Flores stated, "For too long, the NFL has relied on a fundamentally biased and unfair arbitration process, even in cases involving serious claims of discrimination." NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy said, "We respectfully disagree with the panel's ruling and will be seeking further review." Flores suing the NFL, Denver Broncos, New York Giants, and Houston Texans. Jared Max, Fox News.
And you know, since we're on a topic of NFL stuff, Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders capturing the attention of the nation. Some people love him, some hate him, but you can't deny he's popular. Nielsen reports the Browns win over the Carolina Panthers last weekend set an NFL Network preseason viewership record with over 2.2 million tuning in. Sanders, of course, the son of Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, started at quarterback for Cleveland, and he actually had a pretty darn good game. I watched it. He threw for 138 yards and two touchdowns in what was an overwhelming 30-10 victory. NFL media reports this game and the Minnesota Vikings-Houston Texans matchup are the network's top preseason draws in almost 10 years, or exactly 10 years, since 2015.
Here's an interesting story. An NBA team, the Denver Nuggets, being sued by their own mascot. Tony Genoado has more on this.
Rocky the Mountain Lion is the beloved mascot of the Denver Nuggets, but the man who played Rocky for three seasons is now suing the team, alleging they violated Colorado's disability protection laws. 31-year-old Drake Solomon says he was diagnosed with a bone tissue condition during the 2022-23 season, which required him to have a hip replacement procedure. But he claims the team held tryouts for a new mascot shortly thereafter because they lacked confidence in his health going forward. Solomon eventually recovered, but the lawsuit says he was met with a hostile work environment upon his return and was fired in the following offseason. Solomon's father was the original Rocky mascot for over 30 years before he took over in 2021 in a closed-door tryout. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Happy birthday to Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel as he turned 50 today. However, when talking to the media, Vrabel said the only cake he'll eat on his birthday is carrot cake. Coach, how about trying chocolate cake, cheesecake, an icebox cake, pound cake, a lemon cake, or even a Fudgy the Whale cake? Vrabel's obviously well-respected as a head coach, but thankfully he's running an NFL team and not a culinary school, because having carrot cake as your premier birthday cake is, well, extremely questionable. I'm Zach Gelb.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Now that I'm a
dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, poor dietary advice by ChatGPT sends a man to the hospital with dangerous chemical poisoning. Chris DeMeo's looking into the story for us.
The Annals of Internal Medicine reporting the 60-year-old man was looking to eliminate table salt from his diet and used the large language model to get suggestions on what to replace it with. ChatGPT suggested swapping sodium chloride, which is used for table salt, for sodium bromide. The article noting the recommendation was likely referring to use it for other purposes, like cleaning. The man was hospitalized after experiencing fatigue, facial acne, and other symptoms. He was released after 3 weeks of monitoring. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
All righty. And a federal judge blocking the Trump administration's birth control mandate exemptions. The Trump administration sought religious and moral carve-outs to an Obamacare requirement, making employer health plans cover contraception at no cost. Under Trump, the rules didn't require employers to apply for an exemption because the administration said that would be a violation of their religious rights. However, several states sued the government to halt the exemptions.
I will frame this story under the topic, San Diego beaches stink. Okay, does that get your attention?
Yes.
Southern California beaches facing health issues from raw sewage flowing into U.S. waters from Mexico. Therese Crowley has more.
A binational analysis of 20 of the world's most beautiful beaches finds so much fecal matter in the waters off Southern California, it exceeds federal health standards over 300 days a year. The One Coast Group analyzed water samples back to 1999 from 50 miles north of the border Carlsbad down through San Diego, La Jolla to Rosarito south of Tijuana and found enterococci nearly 100 times the U.S. and Mexico limit. The bacteria from fecal contamination can cause gastrourinary tract and skin infections. There's a deal now to mediate the ongoing Tijuana sewage spill as coastal water quality fails health standards more than 325 days a year. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
645 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am, Chris. Let's see what we got here. Nothing. If you're dealing with any backups on the roads, they hopefully should not be holding you up for too long because it doesn't look like we got anything going on our map here. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. When it comes to our weather, 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight officially. Got some rainfall chances this evening and over the course of the next few days, but it never exceeds 40%, so there's some good news for you. And it's not going to get much hotter either. We're sitting at around, it was like, what, a high of 92 this afternoon? Well, Friday and Saturday's highs, sitting at 92, 93 as well.
It's hot. Just when it gets up to that, it doesn't matter if it's 94.
What else is new?
No, it's just hot out there. Hey, Alan Strum, feeding us an update on the tropics. Let me just kind of frame this for you. Of course, we're hearing a lot about Aaron out there in the Atlantic. There is a low pressure front, by the way, before I go any further, not to affect Pensacola, so don't worry about this. So it's off the coast of Mexico, moving out of the Bay of Campeche, probably moving up into Mexico, maybe checking out the southern coastline of Texas. Mm. Alan Strum has the latest update for us.
An area of low pressure that's going to be moving over the southern Gulf of Mexico may further develop. It's going to be shifting toward Mexico, and the formation chance is around 40%. That's considered medium. Also in the tropical Atlantic Basin, there is Tropical Storm Aaron, which is forecast to become a major hurricane, being Category 3 or higher, but it's forecast to stay over the open waters of the Atlantic for at least the next 5 days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR special tropical weather update.
Here's today's business news.
Mayor of Washington be out of town tonight taking a break as her city's police department remains under federal control. This as the White House releases Wednesday night's arrest numbers. Mark Meredith reports from the White House.
Fox confirming that the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser,
has decided to leave the District of Columbia at least for one night, going up to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. It's about 20 degrees cooler there, but we're told it's not about the weather, instead about a family commitment. Either way, the headlines this creates amid the crime uproar is going to be fascinating to watch. We have been getting some new details from the White House about their crime crackdown and how it works. Let me give you the numbers here. They say 45 arrests were made. Those arrested included people that were facing charges for assault, distribution of a controlled substance, as well as intent to distribute cocaine. A number of illegal immigrants, more than two dozen, were also arrested.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed as investors grappled with a wholesale inflation report that was higher than expected. The Dow fell by 11 points. The S&P 500 was up slightly, enough to set a fresh record, and the Nasdaq fell by 2. Paramount Skydance has unveiled plans to retain and develop its entertainment brands Nickelodeon, MTV, and BET, while also increasing film production following its $8.4 billion merger with Skydance Media. Shares of the company are currently up slightly in after-hours trading. Carlsberg missed half-year profit and volume forecast, with a Danish brewer warning that it does not expect any improvement regarding the consumer for the rest of 2025. The world's third-largest brewer raised its full-year profit guidance. U.S. crude oil futures for September delivery are off slightly. They're just under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, not everybody is a fan of the latest version of ChatGPT. Eben Brown has more on the story.
OpenAI, the company behind the world's most famous AI chatbot, unveiled ChatGPT version 5 last week. They promised it would be something that would totally wow even the most prolific fan of the artificial intelligence. But the new version meant version 4.0 vanished, unlike previously when older versions were still usable. And people are feeling like they lost a friend. As for the new version, ChatGPT 5 is giving answers that users complain are less helpful, which would be counterintuitive. OpenAI now says they'll restore 4.0 for its paid tier users. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And drought and ocean patterns are largely being driven by human activity. According to a new study published in Nature, greenhouse gas emissions generated by humans may have locked in a climate pattern responsible for long-term mega drought across the western U.S. Researchers found between 1870 and 1950, changes to the pattern called Pacific Decadal Oscillation were predominantly fueled by internal forces, but that has been changing since the mid-20th century.
2028 Olympics coming to Los Angeles, and the Olympic Committee is going to be the first to offer venue naming rights to some business. Kristen Goodwin has more on the story.
Organizers for the 2028 Los Angeles Summer Olympics revealing they will sell temporary naming rights for a few of its venues. Contracts already in place include Honda, which already has naming rights for the Honda Center in Anaheim, which will host indoor volleyball, and the Comcast Squash Center at Universal Studios. The move breaks the International Olympic Committee's policy of keeping brand names off arenas and stadiums. LA 28 Chairman and CEO Casey Wasserman explains, unlike other host nations, the U.S. government does not directly fund the Games, telling the Associated Press, "We're a private enterprise responsible for delivering these Games," adding, "It is my job to push." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And wholesale prices jumped 0.9% in July, according to a key inflation indicator. The producer price index, which measures how much it costs to make certain goods, went up much higher than expected, according to numbers out today from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Economists had been expecting an increase of 0.2%.
Health technology company Philips announcing a massive investment for the U.S. More millions coming out there. Madison Allworth reporting from Reidsville, Pennsylvania tonight.
Philips announcing today to us that they're investing an additional $150 million here in the U.S. That's on top of the $900 million that they do annually. Philips is the global leader in cardiovascular ultrasounds, and now they're going to be put together and shipped from right here in Pennsylvania. We got to talk to the North America CEO, and he tells me they wanted to invest where their biggest customers are, right here in the U.S.
We've been working to localize our supply chain. Our chief operating officer's been working on this for years. This is just the next step in that journey where we see the investment.
And the CEO tells me this is not capped at $150 million. They are willing to put more in if things keep going well.
All righty, 6:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, and, of course, one final check of your roads and weather to help ease you into this Thursday evening right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear? Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out. Simple. News Radio 92.3.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, your hand's sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, yeah, I'm sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price standing over there looking good, ready to give his take on the weather and local traffic together this afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3, Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Not too much on the roads. That's how it's been for a while now. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. And please continue to be safe out there. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Next few days have highs around what we saw today, sitting at around 92, 93 degrees. Will there be rainfall chances? Yes. Will they be severe? No. They shouldn't exceed 40% over the course of the next few days heading into Monday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Kids using YouTube will have a tougher time viewing restricted content on that platform. Fox 2 Detroit's Brandon Hudson explains why.
Google's considering YouTube users provide ID verification. John Patterson, social media expert from That Random Agency, says the idea isn't a surprise.
I think it's an interesting and beneficial for Google and YouTube way to solve a problem that I think we've all known existed on the platform, which is, you know, underage users have access to a lot of content that they maybe shouldn't.
Google says the policy would fall in line with online safety laws designed to protect children. Statista reports YouTube has more than 250 million users in America. Only 1 in 10 of them are under 18. Brandon Hudson, Fox News.
And Weapons expected to take first place once again at the weekend box office. The Zach Cregger-directed thriller is looking to make between $20 to $22 million in its second outing. The action film Nobody 2 will battle it out with Freakier Friday for second place, as both are expected to net around $10 to $12
million. It may be Thursday, but Fox's Monica DeLuca has news on a show called Wednesday.
Netflix releasing a teaser trailer for the second part of the second season of Wednesday.
This isn't hell, Miss Adams.
But I understand the confusion. If I'm not dead, then why are you here? Because I am your new spirit guide.
Of course, in the world of the Addams Family, Wednesday's dead principal can return, played by Gwendolyn Christie. And we have the first debut of Lady Gaga's character. We don't see her in the trailer, but we do hear her voice at the end of the trailer.
Beware. There will be a price to pay.
The second part of the season is out September 3rd. Part 1 of Season 2 of Wednesday was released August 6th. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And heavy metal icons Megadeth are calling it a career. In a statement on the band's website Thursday, frontman Dave Mustaine announced their next album will be their last and they will embark on a global farewell tour in 2026.
Just terrible.
Megadeth formed in 1983 after Mustaine was kicked out of Metallica. That's quite a backstory. Right. They are considered one of thrash metal's big four, along with Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax.
Very interesting. Residents in Los Angeles, there's a special neighborhood over there, kind of fed up with a neighbor who's been blaring foghorns and alarms for months. Nick Garcia, Fox TV affiliate KTTV, Channel 11 out there in Los Angeles, has more from Van Nuys.
Talk about a noisy neighbor. These horns have been blaring sporadically since May, stirring complaints from folks who live on Peach Avenue in Van Nuys. Wednesday, those complaints turned to confrontations. This woman asking the man named Gary to stop as his house alarm wails. When she spoke with him Wednesday, she says he made cryptic comments about someone possibly being after him and that he needed the police's help.
He says he doesn't want to do it to us, but he's trying to get attention from LAPD and get that guy, I don't even remember his name right now, arrested.
Wednesday, police showed up in force, but Gary was long gone.
All right, a flight to Los Angeles. It was diverted after a passenger causes chaos mid-flight. Yeah, another knucklehead in the skies. Kristen Goodwin has more.
Folks on a Breeze Airways flight from Virginia to Los Angeles International Airport reacting after the flight was briefly diverted to Colorado because of an unruly passenger.
Spit on me, threw some stuff at me, and I calmly told them to relax. Didn't want to do that, and he got restrained and ultimately taken off the flight.
Passenger named Jason speaking with LA's Fox 11 News. Colorado's Grand Junction Police says an intoxicated male passenger became agitated, yelling racist slurs at airline staff while waving a skateboard. Breeze Airways says one flight attendant and one guest were evaluated for minor injuries, stressing its focus is on taking care of all who were unfairly inconvenienced by this unfortunate event. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Go out and make it a great Thursday night. Thanks a lot for listening. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We'll do it tomorrow at 4 o'clock. This is Radio News Radio 92.3.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.